With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. U.S. stocks rallied and the price of oil tumbled Monday on hopes that the Middle East conflict will not disrupt the global flow of crude, something that would hurt economies worldwide. Federal Reserve Governor Michelle Bowman said Monday that she would be in favor of an interest rate cut at the next policy meeting in July. This follows months of President Donald Trump publicly pressing Fed Chair Jerome Powell to do so. The federal judge who blocked the Trump administration from dismantling Voice of America is seeking more information from the government about whether it is complying with his order. During a hearing Monday, U.S. District Judge Royce Lamberth asked a Justice Department attorney why the government hadn't informed him of layoff notices that were sent out Friday to over 600 employees of Voice of America. Amazon is set to create thousands of new jobs across the UK as part of a substantial £40 billion, $54 billion investment over the next 3 years. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.